work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping. Stamps.com will simplify your postage needs and add valuable time back into your workday, so you have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off UPS and USPS. Send invoices, checks, certified mail, packages, and anything else you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. If you sell online, connecting with every major marketplace and shopping cart is easy. Plus, you can schedule package pickups through their dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with Stamps.com's Rate Advisor. Add more flexibility to your workday with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
¿Qué tal, mi gente? Te saluda Emanuel González de Mark Wahlberg Auto Group. Somos la agencia más grande de Chevrolet y GMC de todo Columbus, donde encuentras los carros y camionetas nuevos, cero millas al mejor precio. También contamos con más de 800 carros usados de todas las marcas en inventario. Te podemos aprobar con número E-TEAM y aceptamos identificación o pasaporte de tu país. En Mark Wahlberg te esperamos con los brazos abiertos. Visítanos hoy mismo, 3900 West Broad Street, al oeste de la ciudad, a un lado del casino. Te atendemos completamente en español. Márcanos ya, 833-699-0792.
Are you ready to start living your best life today? Hey, y'all, I'm Mallory, and welcome to the Living Fully podcast. I'm a wife, mom, and entrepreneur here to encourage you toward a life of joy and fulfillment. My heart of big dreams took me a long way from growing up on a farm in Kentucky, from Miss America and the Amazing Race, all the way to writing a best-selling book and creating two multi-million dollar merchandise lines. Through this crazy journey, I've had a lot of highs and some lows, but I found my true self along the way. So now my hope is to motivate you to find your own version of living fully. Here, we believe you have a choice in your legacy. So let's start living it out today. I'm Mallory, and this is the Living Fully podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Living Fully podcast. I am so thrilled to do a little quick wrap-up of a wonderful year, which is 2024, and a little, like, inspo slash kick in the pants slash what I do in terms of new year, new me, getting ready for 2025. Because I think that end of year and beginning of year are wonderful times to reflect on your life, on what is working for you in your life, in your job, in your family, and a really hope-filled time as well to look forward to the next year. A fresh new year is such an amazing starting point for life changes. It is such an amazing time to make goals, to really look at your life and say, am I living the life that I want to live? And make changes if you're not, and amplify the things that are working for you if everything is working. So let's first reflect on 2024. In the Living Fully, in my Sundays, Living Fully Co., Mallory and Kyle, Ford, Shepherd, and Sunday World, it has been a very wonderful, abundant year. The beginning of the year, of course, started with a later term pregnancy loss that really threw me for a loop. And I can remember standing there in March, and thinking, what is this year going to look like for me? I felt so like low and just thrown for such a loop. You know, we had seen this baby growing and seen the heartbeat three times, and it was just a really hard loss, even though I'd had losses before. And I can remember thinking, like, when I'm standing at the end of this year, like, what will have happened? Well, we have decided to have another baby. Like, how is it all going to work out? And here I am, like, about literally weeks away when you listen to this, like a month and a half away from having our fourth baby. And what a redemptive story that has been for 2024. And the lesson that taught me, and the lesson that every one of my losses has taught me, is that there is so much beauty that can come from adversity on the other side of it. And I'm always a person that hangs on to hope, but I had to hang on to hope when I felt really like destitute after that loss. And so that hope led us here, and we are so excited to welcome a new baby in just a few short weeks. 2024 was also an amazing year for In My Sundays. That brand is, to date, the biggest arm of my business. And it is such a joy to create a pajama that I truly feel is the best pajama in the world. I know that we created a product that is the absolute best product that I could possibly create. And 2024 was amazing because I saw it go into you guys' homes, on your bodies, and I saw you repeat buying, and I saw you wearing and sharing and gifting. And that has been the joy of In My Sundays, because starting another, we could start a business doing just about anything. I wanted to start a business that I knew would enrich people's lives and become a part of celebrating in people's lives. And In My Sundays has been just that. So that's just been such a joy, seeing how much this community has loved and championed this brand, and to see it grow and to add more silhouettes and styles. And I'm just like more and more passionate about creating luxury pajamas at a better price point than I have ever been. And I'm so excited for 2025 and to see this year, include more growth for that brand. Living Fully and the Living Fully Co. community is just my true heart and soul. Living Fully Co. and the merch side of the business has always kind of been like, you think of us as a big sorority. This is our like shirts. These are our party shirts. I am so just filled with joy every time I walk into a grocery store or a mall or a nail salon. I see at least one of the Living Fully Co. shirts. And Living Fully Co. was another business that we started because we just wanted people like over the top celebrating holidays. We just wanted to be a part of celebration and like making life's moments even more special. And so when I see you guys like with your mother-in-law or with your daughter out shopping in my sweatshirt, when I tell you that brings more joy to me than anything that you could ever imagine, it truly does. So 2024 was just filled with more and more growth for Living Fully Co. and more joy in seeing people out and about in their everyday lives in these shirts. It is truly such a joy. And I have you guys to thank. And then Living Fully is an ever-evolving word that I use to describe the umbrella of like all that is what we do online. We have the podcast and, you know, I have the books and we have the merch and different things. But Living Fully for me is something that evolves as my version of Living Fully evolves in my own life. And I am not a professional at anything. I am sharing things that I've learned that have worked for me in my journey to live a full life, in my journey to choose the life that I want to choose and to live the way that I want to live in this one life that I've been given. And so it's been really amazing to do the podcast and to bring conversations about tools and ways that other people live fully. And I love this podcast community because a lot of people start their days with it, or a lot of people are bettering their lives by getting healthy and working out on the treadmill, listening to it. And I know that the podcast has been an integral piece in this community and just bringing forward like some different tools and conversations about how it is that we can live fully ourselves in our own lives, but also like in this community. So I'm really excited to see in 2025 where Living Fully goes with the Living Fully community and just our group that has been like this group, I feel like, for 8 years now. And also like as my life continues to evolve, adding in another child and really assessing having a lot of businesses and like, what are we going to do in this year? What are we going to continue to grow? What are we going to put more time and attention into whilst also having a newborn? I'm really excited to see what Living Fully looks like for my family too in 2025. And the thing I know for sure in life is that you have the power to change your life. The thing that I know for sure, for certain, for 100% fact is that. And I believe that it looks a lot different in different seasons, that sometimes it's harder to change things, sometimes it's easier. But I know that anyone listening to this podcast has the power to change whatever it is in their life that is holding them back, or to change and add in an intentional habit that's going to enrich their life. That is something that gets me juiced every time I think about it. Now, we as human beings, in the life that we live in the distracted world and society and the busyness that is our culture and our family and all of our lives, we make a lot of excuses not to do that. But what I want you to think about at on December the 31st, whenever you're listening to this, is what is it in your life that you need to change to make your life better? Is it something that you need to remove from your life? Is it something that in the back of your mind you hate that you're doing that you don't want to say out loud? Is it something that is a healthy habit that you need to add in? An intentional habit can truly create change in your life. Do you really need to get healthy? Have you been having warnings by doctors? Do you need a gym membership? Do you need to put your phone away at 6 p.m. every night and say, for 365 days, I'm going to read bedtime stories to my kids? Like, what is it that is an intentional habit that you could add into your life to make it more fulfilling? One that I did last year, I did a few last year, but something that I added into my life was journaling. And I think that journaling, I've been looking back at my journals of 2024. It really is a window into what your inner... Do you need a gift idea or a last minute gift? Give your family and friends the gift of language. You can get 50% off of all 25 languages for a lifetime and no shipping fees. Give the gift that keeps on giving. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program available on most devices like your desktop, phone, or tablet. You can literally learn anywhere. There are no English translations in the product. You're getting trained to listen, speak, read, write, and think in your new language. They offer 25 languages from Spanish to French, Italian, German, Chinese, Korean, Japanese, even Dutch, Arabic, and Polish. And it's all about convenience, too, over at Rosetta Stone. They offer flexible learning anytime, anywhere. Learn on the go with the mobile app or at your desktop on your schedule. It's also an amazing value, especially right now. So don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Start the new year off with a resolution you can reach. Today, Living Fully listeners can take advantage of this New Year's special of Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your New Year's offer at rosettastone.com/today today.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping. Stamps.com will simplify your postage needs and add valuable time back into your workday so you have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off UPS and USPS. Send invoices, checks, certified mail, packages, and anything else you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. If you sell online, connecting with every major marketplace and shopping cart is easy. Plus, you can schedule package pickups through their dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with Stamps.com's Rate Advisor. Add more flexibility to your workday with Stamps.com. Go to stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's stamps.com/program.
Zaxby's Sensation Salad is so much more than a plain old salad. It's a salad. Which begs the question, at what point does a salad stop being a salad and become a salad? Is it when you add Zaxby's fried chicken to it? Crunchy wontons? Asian slaw? Citrus vinaigrette? Teriyaki glaze? Sweet and spicy sauce? Or is it when you top it all with a handmade perfectly fried egg roll? Without a doubt, the egg roll. The Zenzation Salad. Only at Zaxby's.
Thoughts and desires are, I believe. Even if you're just a person that's like recording what happened during the day, there are themes that will come up in these journal writings. There are things that continue to be sources of tension in your life or problems that you can start to see patterns. And when you have the knowledge of patterns in your life, you can make a change. So something that in 2024 was really powerful for me was I started on January 1st. I started writing this journal after... 1 week became something that was a little easier to do. After 2 weeks became something that was a little easier to do. 3 weeks, 4 weeks. When I got like a month in, it became a habit of mine. And when I got like 2 months in, it became something that I really looked forward to at night. So that's just an example of something that I did last year. Think of what it is that you could add into your life. And you know what? Everybody always wants to do the like in the middle, like make it manageable. Don't be all or nothing. I think with a good intentional habit, try and be all or nothing. It is so much easier when you put like a, I'm going to journal every single day of this year to it. It makes it, it becomes, it's just who I am. You know, I'm going to journal or whatever that healthy habit is. Now, if it's something that you need to remove from your life, and I'm speaking from experience, I'm not speaking as a therapist or medical professional. I'm speaking as someone who had something in my life, and there's been multiple things, that was literally ruining my life. It was inhibiting my ability to live fully. I knew it in my mind in a lot of different ways, but I made a lot of excuses to continue that behavior for a really long time. And it took relationships for me, and it took years off my life, I am certain. And what I'm here saying to you now, and what this bug that I want to put in your ear at the end of this 2024, is that your own voice is the most powerful tool that you have in living fully. That voice in your head that is whispering to you, or maybe screaming at you sometimes, that is the voice that you need to listen to. And that is the voice that will guide you in the direction that you need to go. And so what I encourage you to do as we near the end of 2024 and go into 2025 is really look at your life. And if there is something that is inhibiting you from living your fullest life, I want you in 2025 to try and remove it. It can be so transformational to your life. And even if you're like, I'm just going to stop doing this thing for 30 days, maybe it's using your phone too much. Maybe it's social media. Maybe it's food. Maybe it's alcohol. I don't know what it is for you. Maybe it's like nitpicking your spouse. I don't know. But I want you to try and radically remove this thing for 30 days. That is a challenge that I have to the Living Fully community and to you guys. It's a challenge that I have to myself too. There are things that in the end of this year that I've been thinking, and I'm like, what's serving me and what's not serving me? There are certainly some things that I think are not serving me that I'm going to remove from my life in 2025. So I want to encourage you guys to do that. I think that there is no better fresh slate than the beginning of a year. And I'm excited to do that in my own life. And I want you to get excited, because life on the other side of big change can be just so beautiful and vibrant and full. Okay, and then lastly, once you think of these things, I want you to have some sort of tool of visualization. I am a very, very, very firm believer that if you put positive things in your life, in your sphere of vision in the morning, in your mind before you go to sleep, you can help bring those things into reality. I am a very, very strong religious Christian person, and I believe that visualization and all of these tools are absolutely something that can coexist with believing in God. I believe that my faith is what brings everything into my life. But I do believe that ask and you shall receive. And I believe that there is so much that we learn in our faith about positive thinking. And I believe that we are meant to live, yes, lives full of adversity and hardships, and that's where our faith really comes alive. But I feel like we are also supposed to experience joy on earth. Like, look at all these things that we've been given, and all of these beautiful things, families and nature and the work that we're able to do, and the country that we live in, where you have opportunity. There are so many things, and I could go on and on. But I do believe that a lot of times we don't really get still and quiet and think about what it is that we really want to bring into our lives. And I really want to encourage you to do that at the end of this year. And then I want you to put that in some sort of physical thing. Maybe it's a note on your phone. Maybe it's a vision board or an action board. I love, love, love vision boards. I think they are so powerful and so wonderful. I will basically put visual images of what I want to bring into my life in that year. And it doesn't have to be a literal thing, but it can be a representation. It could be a flower. And that shows that, like, I want to spend more time outside doing the things that I love. I could put, gosh, what did I have on my last vision board? I had like a chicken, which represented like this like homemaking thing that I love homemaking, and I love doing bread and all of these different things. And I mean, you guys don't know about this yet, but like something that's coming into my life in 2025 is the ultimate dream of mine in terms of this. So I know that little chicken on that vision board, like that was representing exactly what ended up coming into my life in like the most insane way. One time I put a bunch of balloons on there and it was about letting go of something. This doesn't have to be a literal thing. It can be a literal thing if you really loved a vacation that you took to 30A and you loved the way that you felt on that vacation and you want to have another one like that. Put a picture of you and your family on the beach on that trip. Like, those things are so powerful to keep in the forefront of your minds. And sometimes when we are constantly watching the news or constantly scrolling social media, you're seeing maybe what you don't have or you're having a mindset of lack versus abundance. I just encourage you to bring in some sort of visual representation of like what you want to achieve or bring into your life or feel like into your life this year in some way, shape, or form this January. Because I think it's very powerful. And tag me. I don't have to like repost or anything, but I love seeing people's vision boards. I love hearing people's goals. I think that there's power also in saying it out loud and sharing it with someone. And the Living Fully Co community, you know, we're really big about goals and living our fullest life. So we will do some sort of like challenge or some sort of like social initiative to kind of like have people state their the things that they want to bring into their lives in 2025 so that we can kind of do this in community. But I just really want to wrap up 2024 and thank you guys. Thank you for the abundance that you show up with in being this community every day. I would not have a single one of these businesses if it weren't for you. They certainly would not be successful. I wouldn't have a podcast. I wouldn't have the 8 employees that are outside of the door right now that are waiting to start this holiday party. I am every single day fueled by gratitude for you. And I hope that you know that. And I hope you feel that from me. We try to make every decision about everything from a podcast to a pajama brand to a sweatshirt company with you guys in the forefront of our mind because you are everything to us. So I hope that this podcast has served you so well in 2024. It certainly served me just as much because having these conversations has truly helped me live my fullest life. And I just wanted to do a few little shots of encouragement at the end of the year. I'm speaking to myself too on this podcast so that we can really go into 2025 feeling like we are going to live the most fully that we have ever lived. And I'm so excited to do that in my own life, but also in community with you guys. So thank you so much for listening to an entire year of 2024, basically. Like, we started the podcast back at the beginning of this year. And thank you so much for listening to the podcast and sharing it and loving it. We have loved doing it. And I'm so grateful for you guys. So I hope you had an amazing year. And I hope next year is even better. Hey, friend, if you're loving the show, I'd love to hear from you. Head to your podcast app, scroll down to where it says ratings and reviews, and share your thoughts well with a rating and review. Your words might be just what the next person needs to tune in and start living fully today.
Zaxby's just out Philly the Philly again. The Zaxby's Chicken Philly is back with garlic aioli, sautéed peppers and onions, decadent melty cheese, and your choice of Zaxby's signature crispy chicken fingers or delicious grilled chicken. But it's only back for a limited time, so enjoy it while you can. No pressure. It's just the greatest sandwich of all time on a ticking clock. Order the Chicken Philly today. Who's got the sauce? Zaxby's.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.